I'm Mark Strauss, the TV guy on the radio. Joining me on the telephone to talk Illinois basketball recruiting and spring football is Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com. Mike, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. You're all loaded up on pizza, I hear.
Yeah. I'm back in central Illinois for a few days and had to go to Papa Del's over in Champaign. And, of course, you wouldn't be in Bloomington without some Tobin's. So there's a lot of good food here that when you go to Texas, you cannot find good pizza.
Don't forget about my friends at Luca Grill.
Another good pizza. I haven't been there yet this week, but I still got another day and a half.
I love the razor-thin crust at Luca Grill, and there's something about their sauce, you know?
It is a wonderful pizza.
It's easy to overindulge at Luca Grill, you know? Hey, should we order another one? Yes. We can always...
Hey, that's
bring
That's
the leftovers
the proper
home.
Answer.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what's happening first with Illini basketball, because earlier this week they snagged a four-star Wisconsin player, Brandon Podziemski, who averaged 35 points per game and shot 43% from three-point range as a senior. This was a big pickup for them, and, you know, this is after they got a commitment from Luke Goody from Indiana. So you've got players from two border states, and this is what, you know, before Brad Underwood, this is what the program was lacking. They're expanding the region from which they're drawing now.
Yes, and I'll tell you, you know, with both players, Brandon has a three-point accuracy that his three-point shot is just devastating, and he has nearly endless range. This is a kid who will put pressure on the defense, and certainly, you know, I'm not certain if he's a starter because, you know, again, freshman coming in to the Big Ten, that's a lot to ask. But think about if he's on the wing and you pass the ball into Kofi, you're not going to want to leave him unguarded, and of course, that may open up Kofi for some action in the lane. He's exactly what you want. Goody is maybe not quite as good of a shooter, but he's still a very, very accurate three-point shooter. But a couple inches taller, you know, the 6'7", 6'7 and a half range, and probably a bit more physical on the inside. When you add in R.J. Melendez, this kid is a slasher type, thinner. Has a little bit of Anthony Welch in him for those people who are really old-time Illini fans. And, of course, Omar Payne on the inside. If Kofi does end up going pro, and there's a lot of folks that are thinking he's probably going to check it out and he'll probably return again, but you just don't know. This kid is a prototypical center of today. He can get up and down the court. He's a good jumper, protects the rim well. And what really makes him enticing to Illinois, because they use that screen up top often, but he is one of the nation's best at the pick and roll. So they've put together a very interesting class, and they're still trying to find out about a 6'1 shooting guard. Alfonso Plummer in the transfer portal is going to declare, you know, as to what team he's going to go to on Saturday. Illinois is in the running for that. They're trying to figure out, you know, will Trent Frazier be back? Will he, you know, decide to go and you know, end his eligibility and maybe play some professional ball overseas? Depends on what day of the week. So that's kind of a tough thing to know what he's going to do. And, of course, Adam Miller is in the transfer portal. And, you know, will he go somewhere else? So they have to be prepared to fill that position as well. So there's a lot going on, and they're still in search of another big. You know, when Georgie left, you still have Coleman Hawkins, but they would ideally love to get a big, somebody like a Trey Mitchell out of UMass, who's in the portal, or maybe someone else, because the portal, there's no deadline. People can enter it and there's not a date they have to all be entered by. So they've got their eyes out. And if you listen to the Illini Guys podcast called Sturdy for 30, Coach Underwood was on there, and he talked about how they've had to change their recruiting because of the transfer portal. You know, you may need to look at, you don't have as many developmental players, because many times players now with that first transfer being, you know, doesn't require sitting out for a season. Players have a tendency, if they're not happy with their playing time, to go transfer. So, you know, maybe you don't reach quite as often with your high school recruiting, but save a scholarship and bring somebody who's played a year that you can see how they competed at the college level. And that's another aspect of building your team. And it's good to know the Illini have a coach who's trying to figure out, does that change your recruiting strategy? And then, you know, testing, you know, what you might do to take best advantage of that to make your team better.
Mike, what's the story with Adam Miller? Is it simply a case of he was disenchanted with his playing time and maybe thought that he was going to have a bigger role on the team? Is that why he entered the transfer portal? He's only, he only just finished his freshman season.
Yes. I don't know if it's as much Adam Miller personally. Of course, you know, you have family around you, and sometimes expectations of family and people around you is different. I will say that, you know, talking to folks who are close to the players, players have nothing but good things to say about Adam, and it seems like it's something where, maybe people around Adam have to better evaluate what his skill set is and decide, if he's not going to be the man, so to speak. Can you live with a role that still would be a great role, but isn't the man? You know, anybody who looks at next year's team tends to say that next year's team is going to be Kofi's team if he returns. And of course, you know, whether he returns or not, Curbelo is certainly the other guy that probably be one of your two main cogs of the team. Nothing against Adam Miller. He's a very strong player, had a very good freshman year, finished up strong. But those two players are probably the guys who will, if you want to use the term, you know, own the team, it would probably be those two people. And, you know, can the people around Miller deal with the fact that, you know, it's not his team? And that's a more subtle thing to try to deal with. But from everything I've heard and everything we're hearing, you know, certainly Adam Miller has been nothing but a great teammate. And that is a universal thing that you hear from the players.
We're talking with Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com. Their website has all the latest news on recruiting. Anything you want to know about the Illini and any of the marquee programs, you can find it at IlliniGuys.com. All right, let's shift gears here and talk Illini football, because they've sort of been in the background with all the basketball team things that are going on with the transfer portal and the recruiting and then the recent NCAA tournament and winning the Big Ten tournament. Brett Bielema, people forget, Brett Bielema is the new head coach of the Illini football team. He's had a lot of success elsewhere. Illini fans know that from his time at the University of Wisconsin, and the spring game is coming up. So what should we expect, and who are some of the players that under Brett Bielema we may see have an increased role?
You know, it's an interesting thing. It's hard to go down just to one guy, but what I would look at is what he has done to keep that super senior class in place has really added depth across the team. And I think, I don't know that we have a player, you know, that other teams are going to have to necessarily game plan for, but across the board, this team is going to be much stronger than what we initially thought with coaches' ability to attract players to say, you know what, I'm going to stay and use that extra year of eligibility, that COVID year, if you will. And I think, you know, one of the very interesting things, I was over in Champaign the other day and talking with some people around the program, and they're just amazed at while Coach had a fantastic career You know, when you look at what he did at Wisconsin, I mean, if he was able to match that here, there's going to be a statue in front of Memorial Stadium of him. And, of course, even the Arkansas years, which weren't perfect, he still got to 3 bowls in 5 years. I mean, he's put together a good thing. But people are talking about how he's bringing things that he learned from Bill Belichick and applying those to the coaching right now. One of the things that I was told about was, you know, when a coach is doing a good job and maybe running a drill and really getting a good response and coach sees something that they're doing well, he'll actually get all the coaches together and they'll talk about, well, what is this, what's going well, what techniques is coach using, you know, to get this drill to work so well, and really tries to get that spread, those best demonstrated practices out amongst his coaching staff. And of course he has hired what, you know, when I talk to people, you know, even, you know, longtime people who've covered Illinois for, you know, 20, 30 years, both in my opinion and more importantly in a lot of these longtime Illini fan opinions, this may be the best coaching staff that Illinois has ever put together, at least in our lifetimes. So I think he's really got an experienced team, and now he's got a staff that's equal to the challenge of maybe doing things, you know, above and beyond what has been done here, especially in the recent past. I think that's really going to pay off. Of course, as Coach would say, you know, we haven't played a game yet, so we're undefeated. And of course, his meaning is that, you know, the rubber's going to hit the road, you know, when we sit down and play the team from Nebraska and see what the results are and game after game after that. But there is an excitement. You know, you've covered Illini sports for a long time as well. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think I've seen this type of excitement around the hiring of a football coach since probably Mike White. And I really think we've got something special here. And you know, a coach who's willing to learn and adapt to get better. That's what we expect of players. That's what we expect of people on, you know, at work and at school. And he's applying those same principles to himself and his staff. And I think that's going to really be good for Illini fans.
All right, that's Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com on WJBC.